This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
So here's the thing that's kind of interesting. You know those $1,200 direct government payments to consumers? Turns out we are using that money differently than we did when the government sent out relief checks in 2001 and in 2008. And maybe it turns out that's not such a good thing. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
This time around, people are using their direct payments to keep a roof over their heads or food on the table. Economists at four universities studied the spending habits of about 1,600 middle and low-income consumers who got relief checks. Columbia University economist Michaela Pagel is a co-author of the study.
We see a lot of spending on asset, credit card payments, rent payments, mortgages.
Also food and, of course, toilet paper at the grocery store. Compare that to 2001 and 2008, when consumers used the government payments to splurge on a new car or dishwasher. Of course, shopping for that kind of thing is difficult during a lockdown. Frank Notaft is chief economist at CoreLogic.
You can do some online shopping, but you still have to go see the cars and see the appliances, see if it meets your needs.
But another study co-author, Northwestern University economist Scott Baker, says they also looked at how fast consumers spent the government payments. Baker says in 2001 and 2008, it took them about 6 months, and those checks were less than $1,000 for an individual. So far this time, for the people in this study, the $1,200 payments were gone in 1 to 2 weeks.
So it seemed like people were really anxious to get that money and started spending it the day that it entered their bank account.
Baker says these consumers may have lost their jobs suddenly, so splurging on anything right now is out of the question. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.